The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
It was Valentine's Day last week, and some people, I'm sure, were a little lonely, and so they decided that they were going to take to the internet to try to find love. Not random people, no, people that they'd had interactions with, albeit very, very brief interactions sometimes.
But specific, you know, yes. There was a moment they felt that something magical may have happened and went home and wondered, what if?
Mm-hmm. First one is from Target. You were the redhead in the gray yoga pants. When I complimented you, you said you wished your husband noticed you more often. When I told you, I'd be glad to tell you how lucky he is, you almost took me up on it, because that would have gone well.
Right.
Then you asked what I'd tell him. You gave me an oh-so-devilish grin when I told you. Did you tell him? Kicking myself for not asking for your digits, hoping you picked up on the hint to check here in case you didn't take my suggestion, being you sure seemed like you liked the thoughts. I'm a realtor. We could find the right spot in more ways than one.
Dude, if you were a realtor doing it in my house with the chick you picked up at Target, you are not getting 3% commission.
Also, you just use a realtor pun.
This one is the strangest headline that we've ever had in the Misconnection Inspection.
What is it?
Your gay ex-Mormon roommate was hit by a car.
Okay.
I'm looking for people who knew my friend, specifically the friend he shared an Airbnb with or his landlord. If you know a gay ex-Mormon who ran away from Utah in his early 20s, please contact me.
He was also hit by a car.
Hit by a car.
Do we know what kind of car it was?
I mean,
if we were going to narrow it down some more.
Where is he now?
What type of vehicle? Did he die? Did he just sprain a knee? What happened?
The hospital?
Very short on details. We need more details.
Get up and walk away.
Or is getting hit by a car a euphemism?
Oh.
Well,
this one lacks euphemism. This one is entitled, Where Were You Years Ago? We chatted a bit when I walked into the adult store. You're a worker there, super sexy with a great smile. Your name starts with a B. We have something in common. It was poppers.
Are those things like on New Year's you pull and a little confetti shoots out?
Yeah. Not exactly. It's something that aids in certain acts. Helps you to relax in certain areas for certain. Yeah, I think you get it.
Like what? You gives you like what? Your back gets some relief.
You're popping your back.
Well, your back something.
Oh,
your backhoe.
Okay.
Anyway, never met a woman that was into them like I am. LOL, why would you LOL after that? I did see a ring, and I respect that, but couldn't hold back letting you know that you're sexy AF. Tell me my name or something about our conversation. Would you at least like to talk about it? Phone and poppers, ?
This happened years ago?
It said, where were you years ago?
Poppers and chill?
A little too chill. This one's entitled, Lost Love. Love is misspelled, L-O-V. I love you more than 108%. We used to hang out at the rest area. I never stop loving you. Find me.
Did he spell loving right?
Yeah.
He spelled loving right, but he doesn't know that love has an E on it.
So, I love you.
I love you. Lost love.
I love you.
Lost
maybe
love.
Her name starts with an E and it'll never be fully love unless he gets that E back.
That's really romantic, Mahoney.
Yeah, Erica. Or why do I think this is more of an Ernie?
This Ezekiel. One's entitled. Could you imagine banging somebody named Ezekiel just for a second?
No.
Just like screaming out the name Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
You'd have to go Zeke, right?
You think so?
Oh, Zeke.
All right, that kills the mood.
Let's move on.
Sorry. I was just fantasizing.
About Ezekiel.
You're fantasizing about sleeping with someone named Ezekiel.
No, that I was Ezekiel.
Oh, that you were Ezekiel.
Oh, someone's screaming your name.
Yes.
Do women like men wearing panties? ? That is the headline.
No. Sylvia, you're the only woman here.
I don't. I don't like that idea.
It says, I'm looking for your feedback. Do women like men wearing panties or their panties? Thank you for reading.
I feel like if I were to wear my fiance's underwear, she would get very upset at me. Because I would stretch them out.
Stretch them out. Yeah. You'd rip them.
They're delicate.
Yeah.
Unlike mine, you know, it's like, I mean, you could wear mine, I'd be fine. But, like, if I was wearing yours, it would just
something's breaking.
Get all stretched out. And then, you know, that I don't know if the thong's gonna look as good on me.
No, and I feel it's gonna cut the circulation.
I feel like your butt would be pretty hungry. Just eat that thing right up. This one's strange. It's entitled Blonde Red Sweatshirt. You jumping over the puddle at the gas station Wednesday was the highlight of a crazy week. A vision to last me a long time. Thank you. Ugh.
You're welcome.
Do we know if this is a man or a woman? Is this a man?
I assume
a woman?
This is a man talking about a blonde man. Chick that just
That's
happened to be
too.
Jumping over a puddle.
Should have been a gentleman and put your coat down.
Yeah.
Also, what a dumb thing that is.
To put your coat down?
Yeah, like you could just walk around the puddle.
Yeah, just walk.
I mean, around the puddle. I have to ruin my jacket.
If it's Lake Superior, fine. But otherwise, walk around.
What do you do with the jacket afterward? You just leave it there?
It's ruined. I mean, I believe in chivalry, but that's just stupid.
That's just stupid. This one, back to Target. Looking for the married lady. I saw you in the Target. I was that young-looking guy you locked eyes with while you were searching for bras. I reluctantly broke eye contact, smiled, and continued my shopping. I saw the ring as I walked out. I'd love to see you again and chat.
Nah, man, if you are in a department store and you are in a department of that department store, then you do not need to...
Why are you lurking around the bras, bro?
Yeah, bro, what are you doing?
Come on, man.
That like the bra section is in like the middle of like several other aisles that you don't need to be.
That guys don't need to be in.
You have to like maneuver your way in.
Yeah, you creep.
Like you don't make eye contact. There are certain aisles you do not make eye contact with people in, and that is one of them.
Bra's one of them.
Condom aisle. You buying a bunch of lube again, Larry? Ezekiel.
You got a bigger bottle? Do I get 2-for-1 discount?
And the final one here is entitled Gym Clothes.
Oh, no.
You used to give me your used gym gear.
No.
It's been a while. To confirm it's you, let me know what else we shared.
Oh, I hope not underwear.
Hopefully some laundry detergent.
I'm guessing it's herpes.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.